From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Egypt's military junta, which now controls the Middle East's most populous nation, has moved to try to reassure the world that it is committed to a transition to a democratically elected civilian government. NPR's Eric Westerveld in Cairo says protest leaders today gently prodded the military to make good on its pledge.
In a statement on Egyptian state-run TV, the military reiterated its commitment to steer the nation towards free and fair elections. But it said the current cabinet, put in place in the last weeks of President Mubarak's rule, would stay in place until the formation of a new government. The statement did not lay out any timetable for a transfer of power. The military also pledged to honor all of Egypt's international treaties, which includes the landmark 1979 peace agreement with Israel. Meantime, a coalition of five youth groups that formed the organizational backbone of the anti-Mubarak movement today called on protesters to leave Tahrir or Liberation Square, where thousands are still celebrating Mubarak's resignation. The coalition also asked the military to immediately lift the emergency security law that's been in place for decades. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Cairo.
President Obama is working and vowing to provide U.S. assistance and financial support in whatever way it's needed for the Egyptian people as their government moves toward a free society. One day after President Mubarak stepped down, Mr. Obama worked the phones with world leaders, including King Abdullah of Jordan, who is facing protests in his own country. The State Department has announced that a trilateral meeting between the U.S., Afghanistan, and Pakistan is being postponed because of the charges underway in the Pakistan government. Pakistan is downsizing its cabinet, and a new foreign minister has yet to be named. From Lahore, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the outgoing foreign minister has made a startling revelation about a case that is straining U.S.-Pakistani relations.
Ex-Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said he had denied diplomatic immunity to Raymond Davis, the American being detained here for fatally shooting two civilians last month. Davis, a U.S. diplomat, according to the embassy, said he acted in self-defense when confronted with the two armed men. The U.S. Consul General said that eyewitnesses could corroborate that. The Lahore police chief, however, says Davis committed cold-blooded murder when he shot the men, one of whom police say was running away. But a senior U.S. official said, the Pakistani government privately acknowledges that Davis has diplomatic immunity. It needs to acknowledge this publicly. But the case has threatened to destabilize a government widely perceived to be too obliging to the U.S. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says his party is willing to work with the White House to do what they think is right for America, but he says President Obama's legislative agenda is over. In a speech Saturday night, the senator said when it comes to federal spending, everybody is going to have to do with less. This is NPR. Texas Congressman Ron Paul was the top vote-getter in CPAC's presidential straw poll for a second straight year, winning 30%. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was the Conservative Political Action Conference's second most favorite candidate. New York police say a man went on a 28-hour stabbing rampage that left four people dead before it was over Saturday. From member station WNYC in New York, Mark Garber reports authorities have no idea what possessed the suspect to kill.
The NYPD alleges 23-year-old Maxim Gelman of Brooklyn fatally stabbed his stepfather early Friday morning, then later his ex-girlfriend and her mother a few blocks away. Authorities say Gelman also hijacked two cars, fatally ran over a pedestrian, and stabbed four other people. Gelman was apprehended Saturday morning in the Times Square subway station, minutes after a man was stabbed and wounded on a crowded subway train nearby. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said a motive has yet to be determined.
He made a statement that she had to die. There are two female victims here. We're not certain which one he's referring to, but other than that, we know of no specific reason.
Kelly says charges are pending. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The new hotspot in the world appears to be Algeria, where thousands of citizens were outnumbered by riot police on Saturday. They defied government warnings to rally in the capital of Algiers. They were also demanding democratic reforms like the Egyptian people. Demonstrators chanted no to the police state and clashed with police in the square. Organizers say about 400 people were detained for a short time, but aside from some shoving in the streets, no violence had broken out. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington. Support.